Welcome. My name is Dave Anthony. This is The Dollop, my solo podcast. So thanks you guys for listening. I have no idea who is listening because I am not looking at the statistics as so many podcasters would, being self-involved, attention-seeking monsters. I'm not like that. I don't need attention. That's why I'm a comedian, and I have two podcasts, and I go on Will Anderson's podcast a lot, Tofop, because I don't need attention. That's not the kind of person I am. Let's see. Announcements. I have an album coming out, Shame Chamber. Currently due to drop June 8th on Bandcamp. Hopefully it will be out before that on... Or at the same time on iTunes. It was really difficult to get those things synced up because a bunch of fucking bullshit that happened in Mondo. Mondo Tunes can go fuck itself. Do not ever use Mondo Tunes if you're putting out your own album. So, that's my announcements. Were they good? Did you like them? I don't have a theme song. I'm going really low bandwidth. I'm going really low storage space with this one. So I don't know if I can afford to have a theme song. Although I put it out like once every 19 weeks. So what's the fucking difference? Okay. What are we going to talk about this week? We're going to talk about Ted Nugent. Ted's an interesting character. Ted and I have a history. It's all on my end. He doesn't know about it. Ted doesn't even know I exist, which is part of the excitement. If you guys are big gun advocates, I'm probably going to say some stuff you don't like. I'm sorry that you might hear another opinion. But maybe you can go outside and shoot something after I talk to blow off some steam. So, the reason I will be talking about guns is because Ted Nugent is a gun freak. And for those of you who don't know, I'm assuming Australians, I pray to the sweet Lord Buddha that you guys don't know who Ted Nugent is. But he's a NRA. Here, I'll read you off the NRA website. Aging hard rocker Ted Nugent, first of all. That's some fucked up shit to throw on your bio on the NRA webpage. Like, the NRA is like, old guy right off the bat. They're like, he's fucking old rock and roll guy. Way to be nice. Aging hard rocker Ted Nugent, born in Detroit, Michigan in 1948, is best known for his 1977 hit Cat Scratch Fever. If you're not aware of this song, it's about cat scratch fever, a pretty horrendous illness. A lot of people died in the 70s. My cousin Angus just got one cat scratch, and that was it. Having toured since 1967, the Motor City Madman has produced over 30 albums. Now, it doesn't say how many of them were good. And so I'm going to throw in my own part of the bio here and use the number 0. 0 is the number of good albums that Ted Nugent has put out. Nugent is also well known for being loud and aggressive supporter of gun rights in the United States. Now, who doesn't want that on your board? Hey, are you loud and aggressive? I am. Well, then would you like to represent people who want guns to be everywhere? Oh, I would. Hey, do you shout a lot and are you stupid and mean? I am. Well, then maybe you could be a voice for gun advocates. That would, yeah. In 2008, Nugent was the recipient of $40,000 in fees from the National Rifle Association. Now I even know what the fuck is happening. He got $40,000 in fees from the NRA for fucking what? Okay. Here's the part where why I'll be talking about guns in relation to Ted Nugent, because I can just talk about Ted Nugent for being just a horrible fucking human being, but you know, guns plays into that. Serving on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association since 1995, Nugent was only second to Oliver North in votes received in the 2010 NRA board elections. Now, if you know who Oliver North is, you'll know that Oliver North is a traitor to the United States of America. And he traded weapons with Iran during the Reagan administration. He was part of the whole deal of giving weapons to our sworn enemy. So he's the only guy who got, naturally, the only guy who got more votes than Nuge for the National Rifle Association Board of Directors. So that says a lot about intelligence and the NRA and what they're doing. So now Ted Nugent. Now, a lot of you guys don't know. I'm assuming you don't know about Ted Nugent, or every time you'd look at him, you'd think, well, that's the worst person on earth. When I was young, angry high school kid, I'd just come into high school, and I wanted people to like me. You know, it was a new high school. There were a lot of new kids. I just wanted to be liked. I didn't want to be one of the fucking nerds. Sorry, nerds. I didn't want it. So I knew nothing about Ted Nugent's music. I knew absolutely zero about the fucking amazing artistic work. Like, if you've ever seen a guy play guitar and swing across stage on a vine dressed like Tarzan, well, then you know what music really is. You know what I mean? Like, that's like Thelonious Monk just in a fucking groove jamming. It's the same thing. So I didn't know his music. I knew that he'd put out an album. I don't know if the album was called Wang Bang Sweet Poontang, but there is a song called Wang Bang Sweet Poontang. And because I was 13 and I was like, well, I would like to wang bang some sweet poontang. So I was attracted to his message. He had a very powerful message for people who were just getting hair on their testicles, right? So I went to a record store. I was living in Marin County. And they had this giant bin of rock t-shirts that were like knocked down, like there was something wrong with them. You know, they're a little bit askew, or the sewing wasn't right. So they had this $2 bin of shirts, and it was like a giant barrel, and you would just have to dig through it and try and find the right shirt. And most of the shirts fucking blew. And yeah, so sure enough, there was a Ted Nugent shirt in there. It was a very hobo-esque situation, just digging through a barrel in the middle of a record store. So I pulled it out and it said Ted Nugent Scream Dream. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm all about scream dreaming. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that is, but like if I were to be something, it would be a scream dreamer. So I was like, this is it. I'm going to put this shirt on and wear this shit to school. People are going to be like, holy fuck, dude. I didn't know you were cool. I didn't know that you enjoyed Ted Nugent. The hilarious thing being, I had never heard a Ted Nugent song. I might have heard Wang Bang Sweet Poontang because my friend Eric, who lived down the street, had the record. But he also, I think, fucked his sister. I would say I'm 90% certain that Eric was fucking his sister. So that's the Nugent fan base. Incest. So, you know, I dug the shirt out, I wore it to school. Now I'm a freshman in high school. I don't know anybody. It's very awkward to try and get to know people. I was short. When I got into high school, I was 4'8". So I was like a dwarf. I should have been following around Snow White. Like, I'm a tiny, tiny person. Like, I couldn't have been less of a male. Right? I was just a little tiny person who hadn't started to grow. I was going to start growing. I wasn't staying there.
So I was, I think I still slept with stuffed animals. I think I was just a fucked up weirdo who was nowhere near being ready for high school. Like I should have been held back because they should have measured me and then looked at my balls and gone, eighth grade again. We're holding you back. Because look, if you go into this as a freshman with no hair on your balls and you're this small, people are going to think, number one, you might be a eunuch. Or number two, you're going to end up wearing Ted Nugent shirts to impress people. And neither one of those are a good fucking scenario.
So, I wear the shirt. Had a big picture of Ted Nugent on the front screaming because the album was called Scream Dream. So you guys can see the connection. And then it said Ted Nugent's Scream Dream. So I was like trying to project the image of enjoying thoughtful, intelligent, interesting music. Radiohead of his time. Can I say that? The Radiohead of his time. So I just want people to think I'm cool and that I enjoy pussy because of the sweet Wang Bang Sweet Poo-Tang. So I wear it. And then immediately, people start calling me Scream Dream. So now I'm no longer Dave Anthony. People are like, hey, Scream Dream. And that's all. So anywhere I go, everyone's like, hey, Scream Dream. Like, that's now my fucking nickname. Now, it couldn't have gone worse. It should have been like, hey, man, you like Nugent? I do. Yeah. Well, what's your name? Dave? Hey, Dave, you want to smoke some pot and fuck some people? Women? Yeah, sure. That didn't happen. They just started calling me Scream Dream. Now, looking back on it, I'm like, oh, the cooler kids were mocking me. Like, I was, like, if you just call a guy by what's on his shirt, like, if you're like, hey, Am was stupid, what's up, bro? Like, you're fucking mocking him. You're mocking that person. Because he's not even a person to you. He's just a billboard for an idiot.
So,
I wish I had picked you two. I mean, they were fucking cool then. The Unforgettable Fire? Like, what was wrong with that? Right, so I went with Nugent. I mean, he had a laser-sharp understanding of how to fuck people.
Women.
Small women. Because, I'll get to this later, but Ted enjoys smaller, not legal people to put his stuff inside of. So I wore my Scream Dream shirt, my Scream Dream t-shirt, and I became the Scream Dream guy. And it was my nickname, and I was like, all right, I can fucking do this because it's better than being anonymous. And then the flood came. And I was a freshman, and it was, I don't know what year it is, but we had such a horrendous flood that on our main street in our town, Volkswagens and BMWs were floating down the street. Not like barely floating, like fucking logs or sticks, just cruising down the main river. It was a street. It was like a raging river. And I had my Scream Dream shirt on that day because what better day to wear it than when it's going to be wet, you know? Pussy. I know what I'm talking about. So I have on the Scream Dream shirt and I am soaked. And I am just trying to get home because I can barely get home because all the creeks are flooded and you can't get over bridges that used to be there. And it's just a terrible nightmare. And this dude pulls up in a car. And he goes, hey, man, I can give you a ride. And he had an extra shirt in back. And he was like, hey, do you want to wear this shirt? And so I put the shirt on. But I didn't hold on to Scream Dream. And Scream Dream was gone. Like, I was safe. But I was no longer Scream Dream, was I? And that's where my close relationship with Ted Nugent ended. It's sad because he brought a lot to the world. So I didn't think much of Ted Nugent after that. People asked me what happened to the Scream Dream shirt, and I was like, yeah, fucking man, nature. Shit got weird, bro. I don't know what I said, but that sounds better. So, He just was like a fucking weirdo that was in shitty bands and no one paid attention to. And then all of a sudden, he popped up on the Gun Advocate thing. I remember I was doing a radio show
with Greg Behrendt. And I was looking online for stuff to talk about, and this something comes up called Rape of the Hills. And it's Ted Nugent, and he has an annual event at his ranch where he brings in animals, like tons of animals, and then you can come to his ranch and pay like a fee and hang out with Ted, and then you go and kill the animals. It's very impressive hunting to like ship a pig in to its unnatural environment and then shoot it with a shotgun from 9 feet. It's just a fucking gorgeous, beautiful. That's like the meaning of hunting. I think that's what the Indians did. Like, it's just a cool fucking thing to ship in animals and then blow them away, as opposed to like maybe going out into nature and being part of the process of naturally dwindling the herd that needs to happen so they don't get infected and overpopulated. Instead of that, ship them into your ranch and shoot them with a crossbow.
So
that sums up Nugent to me. So I started looking into him, and here's the cool thing about Ted Nugent. He's a pedophile. And I'm not even going to say allegedly, because if Ted Nugent ever sued me, then I would go to court with all the shit that he's said and people in his life have said, and people go, oh, fuck, he's a pedophile. No, you're right. Case dismissed. There was a show, like a behind the music type show on, and it was about the kids of rock stars. And Ted Nugent's two daughters were on. And at the time, they were like 18 and 19. And they said, one of them said, they were talking about how his dad was like a poonhound. You know what I mean? Just a bro who loves it. So one of the girls said, it was the worst when he would bring home ones younger than us. And went on to describe a day in which Ted brought home a girl who was so young that she was playing their younger brother at basketball, who was like 14. And they had to say, hey, dad, this is weird. You're fucking you want to fuck a child. So it's a bummer when your kids like start cock blocking you. But on the other hand, she was a child. Now, Ted's answer on the show was, I'm a breeder, you know. So that's cool. So the thing about breeding is generally the easiest and best way to breed is to breed with people who can sexually reproduce. That's actually a big part of breeding, is you want to do it with someone whose organs are functioning in a way in which they can bring a child into the world. It's a whole fucking crazy thing. I mean, I know this is science now, and science is hard, and science is weird. But that's like my basic understanding of creating children, is that you can't do it with people who are post-reproductive, like after menopause. Like, you can't make a baby with them, and then you can't make a baby with someone who hasn't had their period yet, because that's all part of the reproductive cycle. Here's some lyrics from Ted. I think this is from Wang Bang Swim Poon Tang. Jailbait, you know, jailbait, you look fine, fine, fine. I know I've got to have you in a matter of time. Well, I don't care if you're just 13, you look too good to be true. I just know that you're probably clean. There's one little thing I got to do. Well, I don't care if you're just 13. You look too good to be true. Okay, so that's that should be what they play every time he takes the stage at an NRA meeting, right? Just play the NAMBLA theme song. Play the song of a man who is extolling the virtues of fucking the young. I'm gonna break the song down. Basically, what he's saying is, I actually don't care if you're prepubescent. What I'm really trying to say is, who cares if you're scared and confused as I enter you? You're 13. Or, I'm such a fucking creep that older women have alarm signals that go off And younger women, I can push into having sex because they don't understand what's happening. And when they cry, I enjoy it.
I think those are the words to a song.
And then, I would say a couple years ago, Courtney Love was on Howard Stern, and this is what she said. She said that when she was 12, she blew Ted Nugent, who was 28. So that's, I mean, that's so fucking rock and roll, right? That is so rock and roll. Ted Nugent, just so you know, calls it alternative flesh management because he's a fucking subhuman moron. Like, he's an openly admitted pedophile. He has people in public saying that he enjoys fucking little girls. And he's on the board of the NRA. I went to look up to see, like, what his fans, like, how do you justify, like, following and respecting a man like that? And the most common thing that I saw was, and I'll read this one exactly, Ted Nugent is outspoken about how he feels on issues. He doesn't spare the horsepower. Well, same with Hitler. Like, that just means you're screaming nonsense. Your boisterous, loud nonsense is not important when it comes to intelligent thought and idea. That just means you're screaming nonsense. Scream Dream, though. I mean, that was some shit. Here's some interesting things about Ted. So he's on the board of the NRA, and yet he has been banned in both California and Alaska for illegal hunting. In California, he shot a deer that was too young. And I believe in Alaska, he only had a license to shoot one bear, and he shot two because, fuck, man, I mean, there, it was right there. I mean, I know there's rules, and I know that I'm an NRA board member, and I should kind of be following the rules, but fuck it, man. I'm rock and roll, so I can do whatever I want. He also, my favorite thing about him is like when Bush was in power, Zach De La Rocha of System of a Down went out and said that the current Bush administration should be hung and shot. And everyone's like, oh, that's not cool. You actually shouldn't. That's actually not cool. And then Ted Nugent went all over the fucking place. He hit the circuits. He went on Henning Combs. He went on all the talk shows. And he was like, man, these people should be condemned. The left isn't condemning this. And they're talking about outrageous violence. And it's fucking wrong. And it's, as a responsible gun owner, that's him playing guitar. Cut to 2010. Or 2012, yeah, when Obama was running for president. And I quote, Obama's a piece of shit. And I told him to suck on my machine gun. Quote unquote, Ted Nugent. NRA board member. Speaking about the responsibility of gun ownership. He also compared the Obama administration to coyotes. And said Democrats... should chop Democrats' heads off in November. Not about guns, just about butcher knives or axes or whatever. So maybe that's cool. Ted Nugent is also a draft dodger, which is the fucking, by far the just the cherry on the top of the stupidity. I don't know what year it was, in the early 70s. He did an interview in High Times magazine. Fuck yeah, man. In 1977, in which he described how he got out of the draft. And I hope I have the quotes here. I wrote them down. Okay, so, you know, you have to show up for a physical draft, and that's when everyone, you know, that's when, like, Rush Limbaugh got out of it because he had an anal cyst.
I'm going to say that again. That's when Rush Limbaugh got out of the draft because he had an anal cyst. Hey, listen, you know how there are people in the jungle who want to kill me? I have a bulbous thing on my asshole. So I'm out, right? I mean, I'm not. So Ted Nugent showed up to his physical in quote unquote pants crusted with urine and feces. And this is his quote. I was a walking, talking hunk of human poop. So, as a man with a clearly
set of an ideological life that he lives and morals and a conservative nature, he decided the best way to get out of fighting for his country was to show up covered in shit. And he snorted a line of crystal meth before he went in. That's what he says. Because he says he wanted to see the look on the sergeant's face. And I'm sure the look on the sergeant's face was bewilderment because a man was standing in front of him high on meth, covered in dried human feces. Now that's not a look you want to see. Like, you shouldn't go in a situation like, hey man, I want to get out of this, but I also want to see what someone looks like when I'm covered in my own shit high on crystal meth. Like, I just want to, I mean, that's just like a sociological experiment that I think this is a good time for. So he got out of the draft. He got an F4 deferment, which is forever. They would drag in dead people to fight the enemy before they would bring you in. And honestly, I think that that's right. I think Ted Nugent is not as good as dead people. But don't you think, like, that's how they should have to introduce him at NRA meetings now? Ladies and gentlemen, a man who has covered himself in feces to avoid the war, who has advocating the killing of the president of the United States, who has illegally hunted, and who fucks little girls, Ted Nugent. He's going to speak for us at the NRA today. He's going to talk about the importance of gun ownership. Maybe he is the kind of guy that should own guns. Maybe this is exactly what it is. Because he should be, like, the government should be coming after Ted. Because he's a shit-crusted pedophile who does crystal meth. Like, he is the guy that shouldn't have a gun. He's the guy that everyone should be worried about. Although it's a good idea to cover yourself in shit to get out of stuff. That's how you used to get out of tests in high school. I'd just be walking and be like, I can't. This is, like, all over me. So that's how I get out of doing the dishes around the house. I'll just walk into my wife and be like, I don't know, I'm covered in excrement, so you're up. It could also be the official NRA, like, denial policy, like, just really give it a go. Be the perfect plan for the NRA. A shit covered pedophile on the board makes everyone want to get a gun because they're like, fuck, those guys are crazy. What do you mean they're crazy? Well, the one of them is a shit-covered pedophile and the other one's a traitor to the United States of America. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I guess there are legitimate reasons why you would want to have someone like Ted Nugent on your board. He is a high profile, very enthusiastic about guns. I mean, he shoots pigs from helicopters. He goes wild boar hunting from helicopters. Just the way the Indians did it. It's like being out there in nature. Except you're in a giant flying machine. He speaks to the common man, I guess. You know, he's a big personality.
right?
Celebrity, big personality, speaks to the common guy, seems like one of them. Those are all positives to put him on the board. The negative being that he covers himself in feces and fucks little girls.
I mean, that's like, you know, that's like a yin and yang situation.
I gotta say, I don't. This is one of the reasons I don't understand the gun control people in any fucking way, shape, or form. Because the first thing you should be doing is like, hey, let's get rid of the traitor and the shit girl fucker. And then we'll maybe people take us like then maybe people won't think we're fucking psychos. I also don't know how to talk to you if you say stuff like guns don't kill people, people kill people. Can you not say that? Can that like not be a thing that comes out of your mouth?
I mean, it's cool. It's cool as a philosophy, I guess. Right? Like if I'm smoking weed with Thomas Jefferson and he takes a hit. And he's like, wait a minute. Check this out. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And I'd be like, fuck. Wow. Wow, man. What? So guns don't kill. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's also. See that thing over there? They call those trees, right? Why not leaf holder? What? I mean, yeah, guns don't kill people, man. It's true. Guns don't kill people. They need people to kill. They make it more efficient. Can we use that as a fucking argument instead of being using stupid fucking slogans when you're trying to have an actual debate? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Right. Guns kill people more efficiently than, say, I don't know, a rock or a hammer. I probably can't run into a school and kill 30 kids with a hammer. I can try. I bet the kids are going to take me down. See, guns make killing people easier. See, no one asked, hey, do guns kill people when they're casually resting on the floor? Because that's actually the answer to guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's the actual, like, that's the question you're answering. Like, if someone comes up and goes, hey, man, do guns kill people when they're just laying on the floor? And then you go, no, guns don't kill people. People actually have to use them to kill people. Like, that's the question you're answering. What you're not answering is, hey, man, should there be laws to make it harder for people to just kill people? And then you'd be like, oh, well, guns make it easier. I mean, if you have a gun, it's easier to kill people. Than like if you had like a like the long end of a shelf. But maybe we should let here's an answer. Maybe we should let there be guns in schools, and we should let preschoolers carry hammers. And maybe we should tie like chainsaws that are on to the hands of deranged people and just let them loose. Or we could have some restrictions on guns, like the way we have on cars and dogs and fishing and everything else that doesn't kill. Look, no one's coming to get your guns. Fucking relax. You're a fucking spaz. And the reason that you're a spaz is because you're taking advice from a shit-covered pedophile. I don't know. If Ted Nugent is the voice of your pro-gun movement, you know, he's a guitarist who was just fast at guitar. He actually was able to take humanity out of and soul out of guitar playing. Like, it was just fast and stupid. And that's the exact same quality that I guess he's brought to the gun debate. And, you know, for Americans, for a lot of guys, he's a boyhood idol because he is the only adult who was willing to just bluntly take on the fucking of vaginas in songs. Like, he was the guy on the forefront of just blatantly singing about vagina fucking. Here's some more lyrics. That Nadine, what a teenage queen. She came to town, she be fooling around, looking so clean, especially down in between. What I like, it's all right, when dang sweet poontang. Yeah, but that. How about that? The song Wang Bang Sweet Poontang is about a teenage girl who doesn't have hair on her vagina. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, now Ted Nugent here is here to talk about guns. That's how he should be. That's how he should be introduced if he's ever on like CNN or any of those shows. So coming up next is a guy who wrote That Nadine, What a Teenage Queen. She looking so clean, especially down in between. What I like, Wang Bang Sweet Poontang. Ted Nugent. Ted, you want to talk about automatic weapons, right? Yeah, give that guy a voice. Give that guy a fucking voice. Especially when we're having like any kind of trouble coming to a consensus on something that is a horrific problem. Let the fucking moron speak. Let the guy, he's basically the thoughtful version of a kid who's banging a girl against a dumpster behind a liquor store. That's who you invited into the debate. So you got that guy on your side. On my side of the gun debate, no one who's ever dodged the draft by covering themselves in shit and sung about pussy and fucking little girls. That's my side. That's just my side. I mean, you guys might be able to dig one up, but he's not going to be on the anti-gun advocate board. It's a dramatic study in the lack of intelligence of the fucking, like, the loudmouth idiot. There are plenty of intelligent conservatives. Plenty of them. Thoughtful, intelligent. I know gun owners who are like, yeah, I cannot fucking take that shit. I am a responsible gun owner. But unfortunately, that's not who's driving the whole fucking thing. It's guys like Ted Nugent. It's guys like the fucking NRA. An organization that exists because the gun people, the gun manufacturers saw how regulations were coming down on cars with car safety, with the input of seatbelts and everything else. And they said, we got to get ahead of this shit. And they created the fucking NRA. And it's nothing more than a lobbying organization so people can sell more guns. It's got nothing to do with the fucking amendments. It's all horse shit. It's about dumb fucking idiots like Ted Nugent, pedophile, screaming about guns. That's my Ted Nugent episode. Hey, if you guys like the dollop, and I'm sure a lot of people turned it off by now because I guess it got political. But if you like the dollop, go over to iTunes and leave a review, and then that'll bump me up at the rankings or whatever, because that's how iTunes works. It's not even about listeners or how many people download. It's about like reviews are a big part of it. You can also leave a walk in the room review. That would help us over there. That's it, guys. I don't have anything else to say. I'll be in Denver opening for Drew Carey. Literally, I've been bumped down to MC. I'll be doing that the weekend of the 21st in Denver. And then the next weekend, I think I'm in Jacksonville. So that's scary. Very scary. Thanks for listening.